A new clinical trial unit, which will see Irish patients with advanced cancer participating in the testing of treatments that were previously only available abroad, that'll be officially opened in Dublin today. START Dublin is Ireland's first Phase 1 oncology clinical trials unit, and it's a collaboration between the Mater Hospital, UCD, and START, an international clinical research network based in the United States. It's part of a public-private partnership. It will be free to patients. Dr. Austin Duffy is director of the clinical trial unit at the Mater Hospital. And Dr. Duffy, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How significant is this unit and what it will do now and what it will deliver?
I think it's very significant, and the hope is that it'll deliver new cutting-edge options for patients who have got advanced cancer but who are still fit and well and are reading about all of these scientific developments that are happening in the newspaper, and now it gives them an option to hopefully avail of these sort of great changes in science without having to jump on an airplane and travel to America, like we saw a few years ago when Vicky Phelan communicated that awful dilemma she was in, where she had to sort of take time away from her family in order to go and take part in a clinical trial abroad. So hopefully now we'll have a facility, a bit of a foothold in this kind of space of new drug development, cutting edge medicines, you know, the latest that science has to offer. And so that patients can actually at least consider it as an option. You know, it won't be for everybody, but at least it's there. And that's very much the hope that we have, you know, and ultimately that the drugs help people, you know.
Who are the patients and what are the cancers that would be selected for these clinical trials?
Yeah, so the advantage of a phase one or an early phase clinical trials unit is that it's a little bit less restrictive in terms of the types of cancer that are treated. So it tends to be a bit more open to not just focusing on common cancers, but also some of the lesser common ones. The other advantage is that it can allow for patients who've had multiple lines of previous treatment, whereas a lot of clinical trials that are done tend to be a bit more restrictive, you know, focused on patients who've never been treated before or maybe have one line of treatment. So the typical patient that will take part in one of our trials will be someone who does have a cancer, and yes, you could use the word advanced to describe it in the sense that it can't be removed by surgery, you know, and it's being controlled by medicines. But they might have been through one or two or three or four different lines of chemotherapy or similar treatment. And maybe they haven't worked, or maybe they did work and have stopped working. And now they're looking around, they're fit, they're well, their blood tests are okay. And, you know, they might be working and or whatever, and they want to now try something new, you know, try some of the new drugs that science is delivering.
And you are trying a trial at this stage as well. That's important to point out, isn't it?
Oh, they're all experimental. Yes. Absolutely. You know, so we can't make any promises about, you can never really make any promises anyway, even if you're talking about an approved treatment. But it's even more the case now where there's a bit more uncertainty, because you're dealing with drugs that are at the very beginning of their journey in development, you know, and it's the first time you're giving them to patients, and you're trying to figure out the dose, and you're trying to figure out what side effects it might cause, but also whether it works.
Dr. Duffy, how many patients a year might benefit from these trials?
Well, we hope, it takes a while to get going, and we're just at the start of our journey, but when we're up and running with all the number of studies that we want, we hope to have 50, 60, 70 clinical trials open at any one time, and to be treating, you know, 300 patients a year, roughly.
And who decides on entry? Is that down to you?
No, each individual clinical trial has a list of, eligibility criteria, you know, saying you have to be over the age of 18, for example. You can't be pregnant. Your blood results have to be meet a certain mark. You have to have this type of cancer or that type of cancer, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very much dictated by each individual protocol. But the hope is that if we have a critical mass, and that's the whole point of having a dedicated centre, if we have a critical mass of studies, then we'll have something for, if not everybody, the vast majority of people to at least consider.
And it's a public-private partnership. Talk to me about cost here. How much and who pays?
Yeah, no, this is crucial. So this is embedded within the Mater public hospital. So it's within the public system. It won't cost patients a penny. We won't be checking insurance, or you don't need insurance to take part in this. It won't cost the taxpayer a penny. In fact, it's the opposite. It creates jobs and it brings money into the system, because any test that we do will be reimbursed by the sponsor of the study. So, and it is a partnership with START, who are the world. We're very lucky because they're the mm-hmm. world leaders in this space. They've already done capital investment and also operative investment and hired people. So this is not going to cost anything to the Irish taxpayer or patients, and hopefully it'll also bring new drugs, new options. So it's kind of win-win-win.
Well, thank you for telling us about it this morning. That's Dr. Austin Duffy, Director of the Clinical Trial Unit at the Mater Hospital.